Thanks, Keane. The organisers of the World Scout Jamboree in South Korea say the event is to end early due to an approaching typhoon. A Scouting Ireland contingent comprising of 144 scouts under the age of 18, along with 78 adults, are in South Korea for the Jamboree. A small number of Irish scouts were treated for heat-related illnesses last week. A contingent from Northern Ireland has also been attending the event. Cathy Lee reports.
An event that happens every 4 years, the Jamboree was scheduled to run until the 12th of August. About 43,000 people were there for its start last week, but an extreme heatwave caused hundreds of scouts to fall ill, forcing Seoul to deploy military doctors. A small number of Irish scouts were treated for heat-related illnesses. American and British scout groups withdrew at the weekend. No details have yet been given on where the participants will stay until they return home. Organisers today called on the South Korean government to expedite the plan for departure and provide all necessary support for participants until they return to their home countries. South Korea's presidential office said that the president had been briefed on a contingency plan for the Jamboree as the typhoon approached.
Military leaders in Niger have closed the country's airspace until further notice in response to the threat of military intervention by a regional bloc of 15 other West African countries. The announcement came as the deadline expired at midnight on Sunday for the military junta in Niger to reinstate the ousted president, Mohamed Bazoum. The regional group have yet to announce its next steps following the refusal to reinstall the democratically elected president. The army spokesman, Colonel Major Amadou Androman, has warned that any violation of its decision to close its airspace would be met with an energetic and immediate response, and said citizens are ready to defend the country.
Niger's armed forces and all our defence and security forces, backed by the unfailing support of our people, are ready to defend the integrity of our territory and the honour of our homeland. To this end, the National Council for Safeguarding the Homeland launches a vibrant appeal to the youth, to the worthy daughters and sons of our country, to stand ready to defend the homeland.
The British government has unveiled a new vaccine research facility where scientists are working to prevent future pandemics. It's located at a military base in southwest England. Experts are developing vaccines against known illnesses, but also are preparing for what they refer to as Disease X, the as yet unidentified virus that could cause the next global pandemic. Professor Isabel Oliver is the facility's chief scientific officer.
We've got in many respects the toughest job in the world, which is to protect health against infectious diseases and environmental hazards. And it is tough because we know that the risks of new and emerging infections, including those of pandemic potential, is increasing.
4 Syrian soldiers have been killed and 4 others wounded in Israeli airstrikes near the capital Damascus. State media reported that Israel carried out an airstrike from the direction of the occupied Golan Heights and targeted areas in the vicinity of Damascus. It said Syrian air defences intercepted some of the missiles. The Israeli military declined to comment. And Israeli security forces have killed 3 suspected Palestinian militants in the occupied West Bank. In a statement, Israeli police said that special forces had stopped a group from the Jenin refugee camp on their way back to carry out an attack. The militant group Hamas and the Islamic Jihad have vowed to retaliate for the attack. 2 farming apprenticeships have been launched to secure the future of the sector in Ireland. The programmes announced by the Minister for Further and Higher Education, Simon Harris, will begin next month, with graduating students receiving a Level 7 degree in farm management or a farm technician qualification at Level 6. The course will provide insights into the commercial elements of the agricultural sector, while the technician pathway will cover operations and regulatory measures in the industry. The IFA Farm, Family and Social Affairs National Chair Alice Doyle said the apprenticeships will help with labour shortages within the sector. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
A mix of bright spells and showers throughout the morning and afternoon, becoming cloudier this evening with more persistent outbreaks of rain spreading across the southern half of the country. Highest temperatures of 15 to 19 degrees.